You are listening to CFRC Radio from Queen's University in Kingston, Ontario, 101.9 FM and CFRC.ca.
by dog death. Seen a dog at all, random as all heck. Before my blood turns to oobleck, I wanna breathe in my own neck, but life stands still when I'm drawing an object. And so I'm drawing an object. Top part, all that love and all those ones and all that stuff.
This is CILU 102.7 FM, LURadio.ca, CFRC 101.9 FM, CFRC.ca, and CJLO 1690 AM, CJLO.com. I'm Ari, the show is past tense. Last song was More Than What I Fear by Good Feeling off of their self-titled. Before that, That Order by Bracelet off of their demo, two songs on that. And then the first of the four, actually first of the three. There's just a lot of fours on the screen, I guess. It's a song by the band Dresser. That was By Your Side. A version of it they recorded at CJLO, in fact, for this show when I did an interview with them. I guess that was summer 2023. And it later appeared then in like full proper studio form with a lot more flourish on their album Fuel, which came out in maybe it was August 2024? Anyway, it was sometime last year. So there are multiple versions of that floating around out there, and I happen to have one special version, and I like it a lot. Yeah, I'm a big fan of some of the versions of the songs as they record them at CJLO, so that was a really fun session for me. Also worth noting that the reason I played those three bands together was because they're actually playing a show this coming weekend, so that will be February 15th. It's going to be at the Crumper, which some people might know as the Bates. If you want to know where that is, you got to ask someone who knows. Anyway, Dresser, Bracelet, and Good Feeling are going to be playing together, and it's particularly exciting because Good Feeling, I think this is going to be their debut show, so that's pretty exciting. They had that EP that came out in November 2024. I listened to it a ton back then. And I was really curious, digging around for any information on the band. Couldn't find any. I don't think any of the musicians' names are even mentioned on the Bandcamp. I don't know if they have their music up on other streaming services beyond Bandcamp. I'm out of touch. And they didn't seem to have social media, which is kind of cool with me. But at the same time, hard to figure out when someone's playing when you can't find anything about them. And they also aren't using like the Bandcamp feature where you can put shows in there, so maybe I should mention that to them. But, yeah, I'm planning to go to that show. It should be a good one. I've never seen Bracelet play, but they've played a few shows, apparently, over the span of the last year. They're also a relatively new band. Good Feeling gives me the impression of a band that's been around, well, whose members have been around for quite a while and played in quite a few projects, but are just doing something for fun now. So anyway, yeah, that's a pretty exciting one. Dresser, Bracelet, Good Feeling, February 15th at the Crumper. Doors at 7:30 and then music at 8. Anyway, got more coming up, more post-punk type stuff. The next one is going to be off of the final album by Dylan. We'll be right back.
crystal, but lips are vile. Too delicate by holier than thou. Now unencumbered, the cloth is shed. To get a little valibu in your bed. May the mannequin drape the cloth anew. Tossed a pile, rags of chosen few. In the drink, hear not the echo, feel not a drop, deny the ripple, let the little thing sob. Having dreamt you in a form not yours to take, and lent right in to force a harsh awake. This is a new life, it's going now. New life, best life, fast life, new life. A compromising position, twisted there in the heart.
This is CILU 102.7 FM, LURadio.ca, CFRC 101.9 FM, CFRC.ca, and CJLO 1690 AM, CJLO.com. I'm Ari, the show is past tense. Last song was New Life by Ringlets off of New Life. Before that, Beautiful Boy by Powerplant off of their Grass EP. Second song was Plastic Feeling by Utils off of their Plastic Feeling / Monstera EP. Later, this song's released on, I think it's called Rough Schema, in the same year. Then the first of those four songs was Trade Secrets by Dylan off of their final, what do you say when it's like a end? Funerary release, 16-pound rainbow. That was, I guess, December 2024, so pretty recent. Yeah, that was cool. That was kind of a fun block to put together. I really wanted to play Ringlets, but I found them particularly hard to position, and I'm not sure if I just don't know enough music that sounds sufficiently like them. I mean, I thought, okay, post-punk, easy. But I guess the sort of slant that they have is a little bit outside of what I've been listening to lately or the stuff that I normally listen to. I also still don't have... I'm still not using, like, my full music library, although I've got it back. I don't know if I've ever mentioned that yet, but, yeah, it's kind of weird playing with a limited set of music, and trying to position things is often a bit of a problem for me, trying to get things to be coherent. Anyway, I got a nice block coming up that I'm pretty happy with. Some slowcore with a country slant. Anyway, next up is the band Utah.
Your morning.
This is CILU 102.7 FM, LURadio.ca, CFRC 101.9 FM, CFRC.ca, and CJLO 1690 AM, CJLO.com. I'm Ari. The show is past tense. Last song was Sleeping Dogs by Twine off of New Old Horse. Before that, Sleeping Chair. Wasn't planned out. By Darn off of Bless This Mess. And then the first of the three was Utah's 30 Hours, spelled H-R-S, off of Reaper's Gain. So, Reaper's Gain, big favorite of mine, January. Been slowly slipping out of my taste for that. Likewise for New Old Horse. But another terrific album that I came across was that EP by Darn. That came out like 4 years ago. And some of the members are now in the Nora Kelly band, one of them being Nora Kelly. And it's one of those albums, it's very, to me, very clearly like slowcore or something adjacent to that, but was described in like the tags on Bandcamp as a hypno country, which I also like as a descriptor. But it's a really nice 4-song EP, alt country, very slow, sad tone to it, just the sort of thing I like, and it fits nice within this little triplet here. I also really, really like the way that that song ends. It's the final song off of the EP, and it ends with, what does he say? Like, now this one's a doozy. And then it's over. That's terrific. That's a nice little trick to pull there. So, yeah, this half hour is going to be like the kind of sad-ish half hour. I guess I've got some more slowcore stuff coming up, but I've bunched them into two bits. One that is this one, which was like more adjacent to folk and alt country, than post-hardcore with Twine, I guess. And then this next block coming up is going to be stuff that's more, I guess, post-rock and then slowly transitioning into like shoegaze and some stuff that I would not have, stuff that I wouldn't necessarily call slowcore. Well, maybe. We'll see. See how I feel about it. I mean, there's always a limitation to the sort of descriptors you can use in genres. Genres are normally defined after something really comes into existence, or it's just a way of categorizing stuff that, you know, exists in the past. So who knows what I'll make in the future of describing these things. It'd be easier if I knew now, anyway. Anyway, next up is the band Golden Star.
Thank you.
This is CILU 102.7 FM, LURadio.ca, CFRC 101.9 FM, CFRC.ca, and CJLO 1690 AM, CJLO.com. I'm Ari, the show is past tense. Last song was The World Spins, a cover of the song from Twin Peaks by They Are Gutting a Body of Water, as it appears on the Candlepin Cross Julia's War compilation. Before that, Only for a Second by New Not Shameful, off of a split they did with the band Trust Blinks. Then the first of the three was Sutcher by Golden Star off of their self-titled EP. Those first two releases, so the Golden Star EP and then the split between New Not Shameful and Trust Blinks, those both came out this year, very recently, because the year has not been long. And that compilation from Candlepin and Julia's War is 2022. That shift from Golden Star to They're Gutting a Body of Water is not one I anticipated. I wanted to play Golden Star. I wanted to have sort of like a slowcore half hour, I guess. And it was really, I found that split only today, so it was really interesting to see this sort of gap bridge between those two, because I definitely consider that split to be a slowcore album. So it's interesting to hear like what the commonalities are and how one thing can be shifted into another. For someone like me who has to jumble up songs out of their order from the albums they appear on. But anyway, it's a fun one. I don't think I'd otherwise, well, I was going to say I don't think I'd otherwise have a good reason to play that song by They're Getting a Body of Water, but oh well. Anyway, thanks for listening. Have a good night.
Sexual Assault Center Kingston is a nonprofit organization providing confidential, free, non-judgmental support for all survivors age 12 and up of recent and or historical sexual violence in KFLNA since 1978. At the heart of our work is a deep partnership with our community and all its members. If you or someone you know has experienced sexual violence, please note that you are not alone. We provide counseling, crisis support, and advocacy services at no charge. Please visit our website at sackingston.com to learn more about our counseling and advocacy services. If you or someone you know are in need of crisis support, please reach out to our 24/7 telephone crisis support line by dialing 1-877-544-6424. You can also text or chat with a trained crisis responder from noon to midnight every day by texting 613-544-6424 or visiting WeBelieveSurvivors.ca. For more information about our services, please call our office at 613-545-0762 or email us at sack@sackingston.com. We believe you and we hear you.
Two out of three geese. Six out of seven seagulls. And this Transylvanian owl all agree that if they had their own radios, they would tune in to CFRC 101.9 FM. Broadcasting just for you from Kingston, Ontario, Canada.
Hi, I'm